just great songs and local news for the bailiwick. This is Island FM.
It's 6 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Amber Stark. Guernsey's elderly residents will be better looked after under a new strategy. A new working party will be overseeing the Supported Living and Ageing Well strategy led by the Chief Minister. Laura Clayton reports.
The strategy was put together a while ago, but now the working party will be in charge of its direction to ensure it achieves its aims, which are to work out what care, support and accommodation services will be provided, who will provide them and how they'll be paid for. HSD, the Housing Department, Social Security and Treasury and Resources will all be working on it, and a joint report will be put to the states to agree. Deputy Pete Harwood says that has to be done as a matter of urgency, as the island has an ageing population which needs looking after.
Guernsey's main drug advisory charity would have some concerns if marijuana were legalised. A campaign group is calling for the drug to be sold as a legal product under tight regulations, with a walk for weed planned for this weekend. The group has told Island FM it would boost the island's economy as well as allowing people to take advantage of its medical benefits. But drug concern manager Tracy Rea doesn't believe people would just want to use it for medicinal purposes.
People that we come into contact with aren't using it for medicinal purposes. They're using it for other reasons and they're seeing negative results of the use. So from that perspective, then it would be good for people not to get into it.
The number of people registered unemployed in Guernsey is nearing 500. At the end of last month, 465 were out of work, up 32 from the end of December. That represents 1.4% of the working age population, while in Alderney, 16 people are currently registered unemployed. Elsewhere, Prince William and David Beckham are meeting 60 heads of state from around the world today to try to convince them to stop endangered wildlife being trafficked. They're appearing at a major conference in London to discuss how to end the poaching of animals like tigers and elephants. Back here, the bathing pools are closed until further notice. The recent bad weather has caused extensive damage to the pools, which were built in 1876. They're being drained and assessed before repairs can be made. And our island faces another battering from strong winds over the weekend. While it's expected to be the last of the bad weather, it's likely to go out with a bang. Forecaster Mark LeCornu's been telling us what's expected.
There is another very vigorous low that's going to come up towards us, move across Biscay during Friday. It looks as though Friday night into the early hours of Saturday, the winds will be very strong again, probably severe gale force through the channel.
That's the very latest. For more news, sport and showbiz, go to islandfm.com.
Island FM.